Hare Krishna. This inspiration is about Namashaya, taking shelter in the holy name while we chant. Bhaktivinoda Thakur asks one question. Whose prayer does Krishna listen to? And he answers the question by saying, Krishna listens to the devotee who takes shelter, and these prayers are heard. So our chanting of Hare Krishna is chanting the supreme prayer, and we certainly wish that Krishna listens to us as we chant. We can make sure of that when we take shelter in the holy name. And there's an amazing prayer where Namacharya Haridas Thakur tells us how to do it. O Lord, be merciful and appear on my tongue in your holy name. Dance there constantly, O Lord. I fall at your lotus feet and beg you. You may keep me in this world or take me to your abode as you please. But whatever you do with me, feed me the divine nectar of your names. You have descended to this world to distribute the holy name. So kindly also consider me one of those you intended to bless. I am the most lowly, whereas you are committed to the uplift of the lowest. This is our eternal relationship, O Savior of the fallen. On the strength of this unbreakable connection between us, O Lord, I beg you to shower me with the nectar of the holy name. Taking full shelter, Namashraya, in the holy name while we chant, will open the ears of the Lord to our concern. And then from his heart will come a wave of mercy, Nam Kripa, which will enliven our chanting. Hare Krishna.